Jesus said, I came into the world to seek and save the lost, but you have to turn and repent. If you go along with the culture and you go along with Hindu demonic holidays, you're not pleasing to a holy God. You're walking with the doctrine of demons. You're walking in every false way. You're setting yourself up for the wrath of God. But you can flee the wrath of God. You don't have to walk in these false ways. You don't have to entertain your flesh in demonic offerings. You can turn and repent. That means change your mind. You can realize Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. No more Hindus, no Krishna, no Buddha, no Allah, no Muhammad. Only Jesus Christ and his shed blood and his resurrection. Jesus said, go into the world, lift up your voice and proclaim the gospel to warn you that you're following demonic Hindu gods. Tear down every false way. We're in a spiritual battle, not a physical battle. We're no threat to you, but we're in a spiritual battle against the false gods, the false gospels, every tradition of man that do not follow after Christ. Go read Colossians 2:8. That's what we're supposed to live for. That which is after Christ, of Christ, about Christ, for Christ. Hindu gods are not for Jesus Christ. The Hindu leaders here tried to tell me that they believe in Jesus. They have a false Jesus with many other false gods, sir. You can only have one true God, not many false gods. Turn and repent. Don't lose your soul for entertainment and the ways of this world. You can't be cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ unless you flee all unrighteousness and are cleansed by him through his perfect work. What a glorious Savior to lift up and proclaim.